Children, till now you enjoyed a beautiful rhyme. Shall we learn the meanings of some new words now?
Glossary. Bends.
Curves.
Hooked.
Curved like a hook to hang.
Bracelet.
A chain worn around the wrist.
Now answer the following questions.
Who is the speaker of these lines?
Who gave the ring to the speaker?
How was the bracelet?
What was the wish of the speaker?
What does he want to do with his gold?
Now pronounce the words. Old, gold.
Say, D.
Bends, ends.
Work, luck. Children, now let us read and enjoy a small story, a game of luck.
Every year, on the occasion of Shivratri, there is a Veerabhadra temple fair in our village, Raichoti. Shivratri is celebrated only one day, but the temple fair lasts for 4 days. Tradesmen from far and wide come there with all kinds of goods to sell. You could buy anything from a small pin to a big buffalo.
My uncle took me to the fair. Venkat, who worked for us at home, came with us. There was a big crowd at the fair. My uncle was leading us through the crowd. Someone saw my uncle and called him, Madhu, oh Madhu. When he met a few of his friends, they asked him, Madhu, why don't you spend half an hour with us? My uncle wanted to spend some time with them. He asked me whether I would go around the fair with Venkat till he came back. I was happy to do that. He warned me neither to buy anything nor to go too far out while he was away. I promised that I would wait for him.
Venkat and I went from shop to shop. There were many things I liked to buy, but I was waiting for the return of my uncle. Then we came to a shop called Lucky Shop. The shopkeeper was neither young nor old. He was a middle-aged man. He seemed neither too smart nor too lazy. He wants everybody to try their luck. There was a table with numbers from 1 to 10 facing down. All you had to do was to pay 10 rupees, pick up 5 balls and throw the balls down the board. Finally, he add up the numbers on the table and find the total. The article marked with that number was yours.
A middle-aged man paid 10 rupees and threw the balls. He added up the numbers on them and found the total was 20. He was given the article marked 20. That was a beautiful watch. But the man did not want a watch. The shopkeeper obliged him, buying it back for 20 rupees. The man went away very pleased.
Then a young boy tried his luck. He got a glass worth 10 rupees. The shopkeeper looked neither happy nor sad. He bought the glass from the boy for 10 rupees. The boy tried his luck again. He now got a pen worth 30 rupees. Then he tried a third time and got a writing pad worth 50 rupees. The boy was happy and went away.
I wanted to try my luck too. I looked at Venkat. He encouraged me. I paid 10 rupees and took 5 balls. My luck was not too good. I got a soap box. I tried again. This time, I got a bottle of ink, also of little value. I took a chance for the third time. Still, luck was not with me.
I had hopes of winning a big prize, so I continued to try my luck again and again. and I paid 10 rupees each time. But every time I got a trifle. At last I was left with 5 rupees. Again the shopkeeper showed his kindness and allowed me to try. I played again and lost 5 rupees also disappeared.
People were looking at me. Some were laughing at my bad luck, but no one showed any sympathy. Venkat and I went to the place where my uncle had left us. My uncle came after 10 minutes. He looked at my face and said, "Ram Babu, you look upset. What is the matter?"
I did not say anything. Venkat told him what had happened. He was neither angry nor sad. He smiled and patted me. He took me to a shop and bought me a beautiful watch, biscuits and some sweets. Then we returned home.
At home, my uncle told me that the lucky shop man had made a fool of me. "No, uncle," I said. "It was just my bad luck." "No, my boy," said uncle. "It was neither good luck nor bad luck." "But uncle," I said, "I saw a middle-aged man getting a watch and a boy getting 2 or 3 costly things." "You don't know, Babu," my uncle said. "They were all friends of the shopkeeper. They were playing tricks to tempt you to try your luck. They wanted your money and they got it. Now forget about it and don't tell anybody of what happened there."